Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, and I'm going to change it up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about business, and we're not going to talk about the market. We're not going to talk about the business world that you might expect. We're going to talk about how companies can be effective in what they do, and in order to do that, they have to have a great team of people doing the work. And how do the people do great work? They have to be engaged and be comfortable and like where they are and all those things. So for businesses out there and for employees who listen to this program, this show is for you. And so we're very excited. Beth really outdid herself today. She has Robert Pater on the line for us today. And he is the managing director, founder, Move Smart. And of course, we'll refer to a couple things during the program. MoveSmart.com is the website. And Robert is well-regarded within the industry, does a lot of writing, and so I'll give you a quick bio and we'll dive right in here. The managing director of Move Smart and founder, and the company, he created a system for preventing strains, sprains, slips, trips, falls, injuries in the workplace. And these strategies and techniques have been implemented, ready for this, in over 60 countries. So this is not just a U.S. initiative. And he has, and his company has worked with a lot of well-recognized companies around the world. I'll start reading you kind of a who's list here. I mean, just real quick, a couple names: American Airlines, Amtrak, BMW, Detroit Edison, Harley Davidson, Honda, Johnson & Johnson. Robert's writing columns for two bi-monthly magazines, Professional Safety and also Occupational Health and Safety magazine. And his leadership book, Leading from Within, has been published in 5 languages. That's pretty cool. My book's only in English and Finglish, so I need to work on my language translation. But in any event, I'm happy to have Robert with us. He's appeared on CNN, ABC, World News, many television, radio, and printed journals. So let's dive right in. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. And so there's so much we can talk to. I share with Robert before we started, ladies and gentlemen, that I have a small business. We have 20 employees. And so I will just use my company as a place to start because it'll be kind of convenient for me to know more about this for us, Robert. And that is, how do I really make sure that our environment is as safe and as productive as it can be? Because I care about my people and my people, my team, my coworkers, really, is how I work with them. They care about my clients. So how do we have an environment that is minimizes stress, maximizes productivity, makes for a happy worker and a long-term worker? How do we do all that? And it's a 30-minute show.
Okay. Secrets of the universe in 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Well, David, let me give you some general thoughts about that. But first of all, I'm assuming that your business is in the financial services sector?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So probably, I'm guessing that most of your people are either office-based or going to other people's homes or offices. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's mostly in the office, and they are in, we have kind of an open architecture, a combination of closed offices, but also a lot that's more open cubicle, but very open cubicle and conference rooms, meeting areas, things like that.
One other question, if I might. Could you kind of profile your workers? Are they getting older? Are they both a mix of male and female? Are they younger? Can you give me a little very quick overview?
Absolutely. And because they listen to this program, I will tell you that they're all getting younger. No, the mix is, it's funny. There's a mix between early 20s to about 60, with a lot in between. So it's if I do a little a bell curve, it's average age is somewhere in the 40-ish range.
Okay, great, that helps. So a couple of things. First off, let me commend you, in my mind, that happy workers, or at least I want to say happy, as opposed to people who are satisfied and have a mission and are committed, make for much more productive people. Mm. And especially in a service business such as yourself,
sure,
the one that you have, really service is, your product is service.
That's right.
And people who have high morale are going to deliver better service, I think, than people who have low morale or are disaffected. So, and I've been surprised to actually find that even in engineering-driven manufacturing environment, companies that make big planes and other kind of manufactured cars or whatever, even engineering managers realize that disaffected employees hurt the bottom line.
Yeah.
They don't work as hard, or they're injured or something like that.
Yeah.
So to me, I think that there's a lot of things, there's several things you can do. First off, I have in our view, there's three ways that you can boost both safety and culture and communication simultaneously. And we don't really distinguish that. When I think about safety, I don't think about, I guess, what a lot of people, I think about, which is a lot of times people think about how do we help people not getting hurt.
Right.
And that's certainly the tip of the iceberg of safety. But for me, safety, real high-level safety, is how do you have people live their life alive and well, filled with energy, really focused and getting done what's important to them.
Yes.
So that to me is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking for alignment so that people, you know, you can have people who are real happy in their own life, but to heck with work. They don't really care. They're not really bought in to your system, to your organization. And it's critical that people are not only focused on themselves, but they're also aligned with the mission and working together as a team. So that's my back. I'm just kind of giving my...
No, I like that. That's very good. And I think that, you know, there is talk, and I've read and I've heard about this, where you try to get everybody in alignment, because I do not want anybody looking at it just as, quote unquote, a job. I really want them to be invested and to enjoy it. And back to the client service, you know, the thing that is that I remind myself of as we are working with our clients, Robert, is that, you know, they can access or get access to some of the different things that we do. Now, maybe not in the exact combination or the exact way we deliver, and I would say we're different than a lot of our competitors in our local market in how we do what we do, but it's the client service experience. And that is totally born out of my team's view of their work and the enthusiasm they bring to it.
I agree with you fully, 100%. And I don't think you can really fake enthusiasm. And when people try all the time, but it comes across as disingenuous, as fake. And there's nothing, if you're trying to persuade people, which I'm assuming many of us are trying to do, including your people who you work with, that if you're not persuaded deeply yourself, you're going through the motions and people can sense it.
Oh, yeah.
You're working at, you know, at half-mast, if you will.
Yeah, everybody knows me knows I'm passionate about what I'm doing. And you know, sometimes people look at the financial world and they say, oh, that's all selling and sales. And I really don't look at it that way. And in fact, I recoil from that when I hear that. I may need to persuade somebody to protect themselves or help themselves or get where they need to be. And that's the, and that only comes from a place of passion and enthusiasm for doing it.
Fully agree. And persuasion, and to me, by the way, I always look for win-wins, things that that help the long-term business success, I think, is founded upon having very happy, committed clients. Almost all of our work, we never do any advertising. And you see some of the companies we work with, and we're almost always very busy,
wow.
And it comes from word of mouth. And that only comes when people are happy. You can't pay people to give you effective references at this stage. So let me get back to what your question is. So I'm with you. Please interrupt me at any time, because I know I'm excited and passionate, and I know I can get on a roll.
That's okay.
I think that there are three in my mind, and this is our focus, and I'm going to try to talk not only about your business, but about people who might have other business or people who are no longer in the workplace.
Sure.
Because I think it applies for everything.
Good.
My background and that I don't know if you've mentioned, I don't recall, is that my focus is not just academic, but I'm a lifelong internal martial artist. And I think a lot of the lessons that I've learned and the principles I've learned that I apply to both I try to do the best that I can to apply to my life, and we certainly do that in our work, is applying the methods, the strategies, the techniques of martial arts. Not fighting people, but directing energy, managing self. So to me, for example, I'm looking at what the best leaders can do. And my role, by the way, is to turn everyone into the best leader of their own life and their own work, is to first focus on themselves and control themselves best, not control in the sense of, control, but not that kind of control. That's weak control, but can you be calm under pressure? Can you focus? Can you think quickly when needs demand it? Can you work well in a, quote, what looks like a crisis? The next level is, do you understand the dynamics of other people? Can you persuade them? Can you deal with conflict effectively? Can you motivate them so that they are not just motivated for the moment, But when they walk away from you a week later, they learn to become self-motivated. And three, how do you deal with change effectively? Change you can't control, that you react to, change that you plan, change that you implement. So to me, the three keys in organizational development and change, as well as personal development change, if you really want to people move to the next level, whether it be safety or productivity and performance, and I see them as really interlinked highly, is I think of three E's. One is expertise. People, no matter what, when you're talking about how to lead better or communicate more effectively or push something without hurting your back or step across a slippery ground without falling or losing balance or starting to fall and seizing up your back and stopping yourself. Anything you're talking about, or golf, everything is based upon skill. It's not just trying harder or having more will. That's, it will only take you so far. I'm not saying that those are not important, but real change has to be grounded in skills. And I can talk about any of these in greater level if you want, you can question me. The second, I'm kind of giving the overview. The second E, that is, how do you energize people? How do they stay energized? I find that energy is the spark of change. Knowing information is not enough to create change. If that were the case, nobody would probably be overweight. Everyone would be in shape. Everyone would eat well. Everyone would have good habits. I'm reminded of people, including myself at times, I must admit, where I hear the little voice in my head saying, don't say that, to my wife especially. And I wound up saying it anyway when I knew better. So I thought, doesn't matter. It's not what you think.
That's right.
It's what you do think.
That's right.
So to me, how do you energize change? And I find that in many companies that we work with, as well as individuals, it's not enough to know something. It's not enough to have techniques. You use it. You use the methods that you've learned. What someone said, the secret of life is less knowing what to do than remembering to do what you already know.
Yeah, that's so
true. Change to break patterns requires energy. The third part, the third, and I'll shut up and I'll let you, ask me if you have any questions to expand upon, is engaging people. When people are all, and engagement is not just participating. There's many people who believe that the way you get engagement is you call on people, or you force them to, or you assign them to a committee or something like that. The real key to engagement is I'm all in. People light up. So these are interrelated. They have energy. When you're engaged, it actually provides more energy. But when they're engaged, they're all in. They feel like they have a choice. And one of the things I believe is that you have to invite people to change rather than try to force them to change. The martial art, I've done two main martial arts in my life. I've done several others. I've dabbled in for like a year or two. But the two ones I've done for over 20 years each, there's some overlap. But I've been doing martial arts. I'm a baby boomer, and I've been doing martial arts since I'm 15. Hmm. And the two ones are based upon the fact that if you push on people, they will stiffen up or push back on you. You actually create your own resistance. Hmm. You fight in your often in attempts to try to motivate people or get people to change. We can often get them to dig in their heels and do the opposite of what we want.
Yeah.
So the real key here for engaging is how do we get people to become, not convince them, not push them, but magnetize them, draw them towards doing things better. So if you have any questions about that or anything, I'll be happy to respond.
We're going to soak that in for a second. We're going to grab a break. We'll come right back. Robert Pater is our guest today, Managing Director, Founder, Move Smart. MoveSmart.com is a website. And we're going to talk more about what this, how this all plays and is within a business environment. And I've got a response, Robert, to what you just described as his three E's, the expertise, energize, and engagement. And my hypothesis, I'll have him opine on about how a business can do that. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I specialize in representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. Spouses getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, and 70s confront far different challenges than younger people. If you have questions about alimony, division of retirement or investment accounts, Social Security, health insurance, or anything else, you can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosedlaw.com.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
All right, we are back. Robert Pater on the line, Managing Director, Founder, MoveSmart, movesmart.com. It's a lot to tackle here, but I'm going to continue with Robert because I've got so many things I want to talk about here. Okay, so in response to what you articulated before the break there, Robert, you talked about how we get there with employees for businesses, and it's the three big E's were expertise, energizing, and engagement. And so as you were describing those, I wrote them down, and for each one of them, I thought about what that would require, and I'd love you to talk about it because I came up with two I's in response.
Okay. Love to hear them.
Okay. Invite and invest. I've got to invite the employee into. So one of the things that when I look to hire somebody, one of the most important questions for me, which tells me a lot, is are you open to more education? Because I'm big on education and everybody in my company knows that. And that's one of the first things I ask them about. So I want to know, I invite them and I want to know how open they are to more education because that's going to tell me a lot about them. And it's also going to help me determine where they can be and what they can do within our organization. So I want to extend that invitation. And then there's definitely a requirement for expertise, obviously investing in their expertise and skill set. Energizing them requires an investment of time and committing to them. And then same with the engagement. That requires an investment. It's an investment of allocation of time, all of these things. So what do you say to those two I's? And you may come up with another one and you'd have three E's and three I's, but am I looking at it the right way?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, David, it's to me, it's not right. It's just that it's another slant, another approach, and I agree with you. I certainly do not contend that I know what's best for everybody. I've worked with a lot of companies over 30 years, and I've seen things that I think work and consistently. And so that's what I'm drawing. But people always have to find their own way of doing things. Now, to me, I fully agree with you. Invitation is, the best way to, I think, engage people is to invite them rather than try to force them.
Right, right.
Sometimes people have, people get excited about something, and I certainly can relate to this personally. Because I tend to be passionate, again, also excited about what I believe works for me. And it's easy to try to get other people to, whether it be to engage in the sports and hobbies that I like and think, are world changers or my faith or whatever it may be. It's real easy to try to become, try to be overly persuasive and actually shut people down, ironically. Much better to invite change rather than try to force it. In terms of your investing, I fully, and there's many ways to do that as well. In terms of investing, I fully agree with you. And it's not just to me the time involved for a leader to invest in somebody or the worker to invest in that.
Right.
It's also the resources, giving them the resources, exposing them to skill sets, training them is important. I mean, martial arts is based upon training. The idea, my view is that you become better at what you actually practice. So if you practice being calm under pressure, you get better at it. If you practice criticizing people reflexively, no matter what happens, and always blaming other people, you'll become a fifth-degree black belt at that. That way, for better or worse, you get better at what you practice.
Interesting. Interesting way of looking at it. One of the other things about these initiatives that we're talking about and engaging the employees and having them and looking at things the way you describe, and again, we only can touch on some of this in the time we have, Robert, but there's a lot of emphasis in what you're talking about is these are all practices that are about, you know, again, wellness and health and the employee having a very good work experience. One of the things that I struggle or think about a little bit, and I'm sure many other businesses do as well, is, you know, we can set kind of quote unquote what the standards are and what we want within the work environment. But when employees leave the business and go home for the day and they're out in the world, you know, how do we look at their quote unquote their personal life in terms of looking at their whole life? In other words, we have whole people here. We can't just take them in slices. Oh, I only take this person, this one piece of them while they're at work, and then there's another piece that's off when they're not here. How do you reconcile that and without being too much of a big brother approach to their personal life?
I like what you're saying and agree with everything you're saying. It goes back to when you say, how do you become not a big brother? If the question is to offer and invite, once again, rather than force. So,
okay.
So we just like martial arts, like in the internal martial arts and in real life, it works the same way for me. You can't just suddenly turn things on and turn them off. You know, skill sets. You've got to kind of live your life as a baseline level, and everyone has that. So in other words, I contend that the moods people have when they're at home, if I'm very moody when I leave work and I start blaming my son, I have a 21-year-old, I blame my son for everything and just jump on him, it's likely that I will default. Even when I try to be on at work, that will leak through. It'll affect me.
Yeah.
That the way to start creating change is that I think of people, I think of myself, as having a range of reactions.
Mm.
And on my worst day, and my car, I'm different on different days. I wake up out of bed on different days, like my car runs different on different days. So I might be off one day, physically, emotionally, mentally, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it could be what's happening, how I feel about politics, how I feel about work the day before, I had a fight with my wife. It doesn't matter. Whatever the reason is, what do I do about that? You cannot control always what things happen to you or whether you're attacked in different ways. You can control how you react to it. So off work, to me, when it comes to safety, for example, when it comes to organizations, looking at people as 24/7 creatures is critical. I'll give you an example both from safety and as well as organizations. Too many organizations make, in my mind, the faux pas, the flaw, the mistake of looking and saying, well, you know, that's off work, that's their problem, or that injury was really stemmed from what they did off work. And my view is, who cares? If you know, the bottom line is often if you're paying for their medical insurance, if you're and what happens off work affects on work.
Right.
Often, sometimes to sit there and look at distinctions and blaming, we don't take off our working minds and our working muscles when we go home and vice versa. So to me, one of the ways you can do that is start consciously, instead of fighting that or ignoring it, bringing off work into work. For example, having examples where you invite, where you have conferences, and some organizations have done this, where you invite spouses or family members, and it's not just picnics, but you do training sessions for them on communication. There are Exxon Offshore, I keynoted at conferences years ago, where they had an off-work safety program. And every worker in Exxon, was then Exxon, would had to find somebody who they lived with. If they didn't live alone, husband, wife, you know, a spouse, a child, an adult, somebody else, a roommate, who became their home safety director, could not be deployed, and they trained them. So looking at questions like, one of the things you can do, for example, with workers, is encourage them to ask them, what are your favorite sports and activities? And if you're looking, David, for passion, people are right, all have passion. The question is, where is it? See if you can find it and tap it. You can say, hey, what have you learned from playing golf?
Right.
What are the lessons? Can you share? How does it apply to persuading people? How does it apply to safety? What
good
do you
stuff.
Use safety equipment? These are things that not only energize people, but also create involvement. They invite people, and you start sending the message that I'm concerned about you 24/7. You should think about yourself 24/7, not being phonily turning something on or off. Does that help at all?
That helps a lot, Robert. And we're going to grab another quick break. We'll come back. Robert Pater is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, managing director, founder of MoveSmart, movesmart.com. Right back after this quick break.
Two things are for sure. It's summertime, and the kids want to swim. I'm sure glad that we enrolled our children in the Volusia Flagler YMCA Summer Swim Program. It was so easy. At the Y, they enjoy water sports, meet new friends, and most important, they learn water safety skills. If you haven't signed up yet, call your local Y or log on to vfymca.org. Come on, it's summertime. Enjoy it more with the Summer Swim Programs from your Volusia Flagler YMCA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. And we're back. Robert Pater on the line with us, Managing Director, Founder, MoveSmart, MoveSmart.com. And we've got just under 2 minutes left, Robert. We covered a lot of ground, but I want to, you know, kind of put a bow around this. And I kind of still talking about we discussed right before the break, the big brother. I want to be careful, you know, and businesses do too, where we draw the line. But, you know, we can certainly establish wellness programs. We can certainly engage the employee with what you described about having that accountability of who their, you know, their family can be, their personal safety that you talked about from Exxon, and you know, just getting people and looking at them as this one person, not, you know, the slice that's here and the slice that's off work, and, you know, because and to be able to help them where they are again, which is that whole person approach. So I love all that, and I think that that's a great way to look at them. And final thoughts?
Yeah, too often people, when they try to make changes, they look at what they should be doing more of. And I believe it also in the power of negative thinking in this way. Look at what's getting in the way you should do less of. What are the practices that I'm engaging in my family, in my work, that's actually sucking the energy out of the room, that's blocking people from changing and getting better, that's demotivating people, and do less of it. I could go on and on, of course, but there's a lot of times the biggest question I'll leave you with is many people look at the level of success they've had based upon what they've done because of what they've done. And I ask myself, how successful have I been despite what I've done? What can I do less of that gets in my own way?
That's well put, Robert. I think that's an excellent thing to leave everybody with and reflect on and to think about. I like that because there are things that if we do less of and that can get in our way, that can really keep us from being where we need to be. Robert Pater, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Managing Director, Founder, MoveSmart. Lots more good information over at MoveSmart.com. Robert, enjoyed it. Thank you so much, and we'll definitely have to talk again.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.